Good. So I don't have a report for you on Andre yet. We're still gathering information. I can tell you that he won't be in the lineup tomorrow to play or to back up. And we'll get you the information as soon as we get it.
Like no indication at all with severity? Like you're not talking.
I can't give you an answer by looking at his injury, so we'll wait till all the doctors have weighed in on their diagnosis.
Is there more, I don't want to say pressure because he's done well, but how would Michael Hutchinson look at this moving forward?
I think he's been training for this. This is an opportunity. He knows he's going to get the opportunity to play a bunch of games in a row, bounce back after a tough one, but it's a little bit different mindset, but it's what he had, you know, prior to getting to this level. He was the guy, so he gets that, and Connor's got to get in the net, so we can't run one guy and until the other guy gets healthy. Hellebuck's going to play here, so the weight's going to be not squarely on Mike's shoulders, but it's a gate you have to pass through to get to the next level. You've got to get in and get a bunch of games under your belt with the understanding you're the guy.
Players get hurt all the time, but do you have any concerns about the way Andre got hurt last night?
It's a tough one, you know. I think that Dolan's a pretty honest, pretty clean player, plays hard. But there is a responsibility. I don't think his feet came out from underneath him. There is a responsibility to minimize the damage you do going to the net because everybody would go to the net that way. I don't think it was intentional. I really don't. I mean, this game happens so fast, and those are two big, strong men going to the net. To be honest with you, I'm a little bit surprised that it doesn't happen more often, but I also think the forwards have do as good a job as they can of staying out of that situation. So it's unfortunate, but I'm not looking for a pound of flesh.
There was a report last night that Andre was on crutches. Can you just confirm whether that's the case?
Well, I didn't see him after the game. I don't know. I don't know how he was getting home. I mean, that wouldn't really be that big a deal, to be honest with you, if a guy was on him just to keep the pressure off his injury. I mean, we get guys on flights all the time with their feet in those casts just to keep the compression down, to keep as much blood out of it as I guess they can. So, again, I'm not a doctor, but that wouldn't throw up a big red flag for me.
Your message to Connor just to stay ready then, basically?
Well, he doesn't need one. He knows. You know, that was his message when he went to the American League, and he's done everything he needed to do there. He's been outstanding.
Is this one of these instances where it shows the benefits of having your AHL affiliate in the same city as your NHL?
Yeah, there have been a number of them. Being able to get Nick down to play some games, being able to run 12 forwards at any time, just have 12 forwards, and you know, as long as a guy didn't get sick after 5 o'clock, you're all right doing that, and then having a guy right here for practice. I mean, just look at the logistics for us with Connor. He, you know, he'd be on an airplane, but it may not be the last leg of the flight here last year. He'd be somewhere between the Atlantic and Chicago probably at this point in time. We get him in here at midnight, and for a player, a lot of times you had to go in and play. So it's a big benefit here. And we have real cohesiveness with our medical staff through both. So the injuries that the American League, and they've had a bunch here this year that they're dealing with, we feel very connected to that. We have a real understanding of where every player's at.
Expect to add a forward before the trip at all?
Well, I would think that we'd look at having 13 guys, 13 forwards going out on the road, especially if we're going to the East and then the Central and then Mountain and playing in Tokyo.
Not to dwell on this, with the schedule, you have a back-to-back.
Yeah.
Will you already point to a game for Connor, or do you want to just see how it goes in the next couple of days here?
We'll wait for the report first on Andre. But if it's any kind of duration, I want Hellebuck to play. I want to see him play. The games that I've saw this young man play, I think he can help us win games. And there's only one way to find that out. So, yeah, I'm not reluctant to put him in the net. And that is not a statement. And that is true with Andre healthy and Mike healthy. When they left camp, I thought, I'd like to see this guy play some NHL games. And yeah, when you're saying that to yourself, you know it's probably coming off an injury. But that's, we've got some depth there.
What are some of the benefits of Mike?
It's all experience. you know, confidence and experience. When he goes into the net, our team, doesn't feel any differently with Pav in the net or Mike. He knows that. He feels that. He's won big games. He's won big volume games where he was clearly the difference. So he's got experience and confidence going into the net.
Do